Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of the Demons. Text number Tato haro bhagavati Bhaktim kuruta danava Admo pamyena sarvatra Sarva bhuta manishvare Tato haro bhagavati Bhaktim kuruta danava Admo pamyena sarvatra Sarabhutatmanishvare Therefore Harau unto Lord Hari Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhaktim, devotional service. Kuruta, execute. Dhanava, oh my dear friends, oh sons of demons. Atma alpamyena, just as one's own self. Sarvatra, everywhere. Sarabhuta atmani, who is situated as the soul and super soul of all living entities. Ishvare, unto the Supreme Lord, the Controller. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My dear friends, O sons of the demons, in the same favorable way that one sees himself and takes care of himself, take to devotional service, to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present everywhere as the super soul of all living entities. Purport. The word Atmo Pamyena refers to thinking oneself, refers to thinking others to be like oneself. One can very intelligently conclude that without devotional service, without becoming Krishna conscious, one cannot be happy. Therefore, the duty of all devotees is to preach Krishna consciousness everywhere, all over the world, because all of the entities without Krishna consciousness are suffering the pangs of material existence. To preach Krishna consciousness is the best welfare activity. Indeed, as described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is para upakara, work for the true benefit of others. The activities of para upakara have been especially entrusted to those who have taken birth in India as human beings. Bharata bhumite haila manusha janma yar janma sartaka kari kara para upakara. The entire world is suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised all human beings born in India to make their lives perfect by Krishna consciousness and then preach the gospel of Krishna consciousness all over the world so that others may become happy by executing the principles of Krishna consciousness. Tato haro bhagavati bhaktim kuruta danava atmo pamyena sarvatra sarabhuta manishare. My dear friends, O sons of the demons, in the same favorable way that one sees himself and takes care of himself, take the devotional service to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present everywhere as the super soul of all living entities. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Budhaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminathan Namane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvisesa Srinivadi Pasukatya Desitarne. This is actual education, according to Chandika Pandit, that an educated person, he sees three things. Matrivat paradareshu, that is, he sees all ladies except for his wife to be just like his mother. Matrivat paradareshu, paradvairesu lostravat. And he sees all others' property just like to be like garbage in the street. Sarabhuteshu atmavat. Atmavat sarabhuteshu. Atmavat sarabhuteshu. And he sees all living entities to be just like his own self. And yak pashyati sapanditaha. So such a person who has this vision, he is considered to be a pandit or a learned person. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Vidya Vanaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Swapakecha Pandita Samadarshanaha. That an actual pandit or an actual learned person, he sees in an equal vision the dog, the elephant, the dog eater, or the outcast. The cow, the dog, the elephant, and the outcast. The learned and gentle Brahmin also. The idea is that in ignorance, we are misidentifying ourselves with this body and thinking that this body is the object of our service, of our loving affection. Everyone is very much attached to his body. Indeed, he's only attached to his body. He may say he loves his country or his family, but he loves these things only because they have some relationship to his body. As soon as he leaves his body, then he's no longer concerned about being from Belgium or Holland or America, whatever. All these things are immediately forgotten. He only thinks himself to have some relationship with these things because his body has some relationship. Yasyatma buddhi kunape tri taduke Sodi kala tradishu bhoma idyadi etirta buddhe sarhale nakarichish kanesh vabhigeshu se eva gokara. Indeed, even the animals, they also have some bodily conception of life. The cow is thinking that this is my calf, and when the calf is taken away, then the cow cries, because the cow has some bodily identification. Therefore, anyone who identifies himself with this bag of material elements and thinks himself to be belonging to a certain land because his body is taking birth there, just like Prabhupada said, along with the birth of the human being come so many worms. Therefore, with this in mind, we can also consider the worms our brother, but we don't, in general. Brother worm, sister worm. Because we overly discriminate. But the fact is that we think, oh, especially if one is outside his country, he's traveling, they meet someone and they say, oh, I am from Septon. Then immediately one thinks, oh, he's my brother. Of course, if you meet each other in the same city, then you think, oh, he's my enemy. But outside the country, suddenly everyone else becomes the foreigner, and you feel some kinsman. Someone comes from a city like, say, New York. If someone else meets someone else from New York, then immediately, oh, you're from New York. One's heart melts. There are 16 other million people in New York, but because this person happens to come from the same dirty city you come from, suffering the same threefold miseries that he suffers from, therefore you feel some kinsmanship. This is called bhoma idyadi. This bodily identification due to taking birth over the same clod of earth. And those who are connected to this body by some kind of relative, they become my relative, they become very close. Oh, this is my brother. He's my brother, I love him, although he's a gangster and does all kinds of terrible things. But he's my brother, so my mother said he's actually a good guy. He's a nice kid. Everyone is thinking their parents or something special. This is James. He's a little retarded, but he's a nice guy too. So in this way, everyone is identified himself with his relatives. And he's not very much interested in finding out what is his real spiritual identity, because that would spoil the whole thing. If one actually understood, I'm 1/10,000th the size of Tip O'Hara's size, then all our accumulated false prestige would immediately dissipate. Everything we've been storing up since time immemorial, all our false conceptions we've been guarding, that we only expose to our most intimate fellow bewildered living entities, that all these accumulated illusions would at once be dissipated if we recognize I'm only 1/10,000th the size of Tip O'Hara's size. And not only that, but I'm not even the controller of the material world. That all my material illusions, all my material so-called activities, are all a gift coming from the material nature, given by Krishna. That actually in the material world, I have no material activities because I have nothing to do with this body. But I do have the experience of thinking myself to be doing so many things. Just like one may watch a movie, and in the movie there may be so many things going on. So when they become so much absorbed in watching the movie, he thinks that now I become a great hero. And I've been shot by an arrow, one may feel some heart pain in the heart. One may think I become a great leader or whatever, I become very wealthy. So in this way, one becomes absorbed in misidentifying himself with the movie and trying to squeeze some pleasure or obtain some satisfaction, whether the hero wins or loses. So in the same way, we are thinking ourselves this body, we assume this conception, I am this body, and we are trying to derive some kind of satisfaction in the midst of all the pain that we're experiencing. Therefore, one has to understand at least, I am not this body, I am actually something else other than this body. And here it mentions that one should identify himself with Krishna's body. Just like due to illusion we identify ourselves with this material body, we become a servant of the material body. So when we identify ourselves with Krishna's body, then we become Krishna's servant. The difference is when we serve this material body, it simply rewards us with all kinds of miseries. And when we serve Krishna's body, we get unlimited satisfaction and enlightenment. And to identify oneself with Krishna's body, with Krishna's service, then one has to identify himself, understand what Krishna is doing here. Krishna came to the material world, he creates the material world and maintains it, all these things go on because he has a purpose. And that purpose is so that others may realize that they're not their body too. Krishna wants everyone to understand that they're his servant. Therefore, if one acts as a representative of the super soul, utilizing his energies to serve Krishna rather than to compete against Krishna, which everyone else is doing here, everyone is imagining, I've gotten so much money, therefore I'm actually I'm a special Bhagavan. I have so much opulence, I have so much beauty, I have so much wealth, I have so much knowledge, I have so much fame. In this way, one is competing with Krishna, thinking gradually I'm accumulating these things and I'm enjoying like Krishna. He's imagining that because I have this little bit of wealth, I have this paper, and they say it's worth something, therefore I'm enjoying something like Krishna. And therefore, one takes some satisfaction. One has no idea how Krishna actually is enjoying in the spiritual world, but one is satisfied with this little enjoyment. Just like a little child, they give her a little toy kitchen, and she's thinking, now I'm cooking toy pancakes, plastic pancakes and plastic whatever chapatis, plastic rice. And one is thinking, yes, I'm enjoying cooking just like my mother. Let me, these plastic pancakes, they're not so bad, especially when you pour on the plastic molasses. So it is all plastic, it is all artificial, but one is thinking, I am enjoying like the real thing. So in the same way, one is satisfied, I have some plastic money, I have some plastic reputation. It is all plastic, but one is thinking, oh, I am enjoying like Krishna. So this is called illusion. Therefore, one has to try to understand how Krishna is enjoying in the spiritual world, how the residents are enjoying. And Krishna is enjoying, ultimately, to see others happy. To see others making enjoying reality. The reality of spiritual life. So Krishna wants that those who are serious about reviving their relationship with Krishna, they have to help Krishna in his mission to revive the consciousness of other conditioned living entities, that they can stop this plastic enjoyment and come to real enjoyment. But if one is thinking, yes, I will become Krishna's servant and I will not serve Krishna's mission, then this is ridiculous. How can one be serving Krishna unless one is serving Krishna's desire, his mission, what he's come here for? It is just like if you're bored, if you get a job and your boss, his job is to dry out, to make, say, bricks. So his job is to take the bricks and put them into the sun so they dry out. So you think, well, I'll get a job with my boss and I'll sprinkle all the bricks with water. So your boss won't be very satisfied. As a matter of fact, he won't get paid. He'll fire you. One has to do what one's boss's occupation is, what his mission is. So if Krishna's mission is to enlighten the living entities in Krishna consciousness, and one is thinking, I won't do that. I'll sit at home and meditate on Krishna. I'm not going to work for Krishna. Then Krishna won't give one any salary, any real tangible spiritual enlightenment. There may be spiritual enlightenment, but the ultimate understanding, the ultimate intimacy with Krishna won't be there. Because as long as one is in the material world, one should actually serve the interest of Krishna. And Krishna has only one interest, and to enlighten people in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, if we want Krishna to reveal himself, if we want to understand Krishna intimately, then we have to serve that mission. As it says here, Atmo pamyena sarvatra samam pashiti arjuna sukham vayati vadugam suyogi paramo mataha. By Shishi Radha Gopinath Kijai. Lord Jagannath, Lord Bhavadev, Srimati Sivadaru Kijai. Shishi Gornitai Kijai. That he is a true yogi who knows by dint of his own experience the real happiness and suffering of all of the entities. So one can only understand what is real happiness and what is real suffering if he becomes a servant of Krishna. Then Krishna will enliven one. Just like if one is distributing books, one can see if one is preaching, one can see in the beginning one may be very reluctant. One may be thinking, I can't go out there, it's raining out, my body is going to get wet, I already took a shower, one shower is enough a day. That these people are not very friendly, they seem a little unhappy, I don't want to associate with such unhappy people. Most of them probably aren't devotees. They'll offend me. I don't want them to offend a devotee like me, cause them problems. So one may speculate in so many different ways, and indeed when one first goes out, because of one's attitude, one may approach the conditioned soul and say, excuse me, sir. And they say, sir, look, boy, there's no excuse for you. Why don't you get a job? When they think, yeah, I knew it. These people, they're so nasty. They're discouraging me. I should go home. It's nice and warm there. So one may meet so many opposition. But after a while, when one controls his mind, when he realizes that they're not going to pick me up for 3 hours anyhow, there's no shelter out here, I have to do something. It's too embarrassing to go back without any result. All my fans will become disappointed. Therefore, one may make some effort, and one feels some growing understanding that actually these people, they're conditioned, they're simply reacting according to my consciousness. And therefore, when one becomes enlivened and he actually tries to distribute the books in a confident, enlivened way, then people respond, and Krishna sends people, and they start taking books and giving donations. So one is able to see that more or less our experience in the material world is a product of our own consciousness. That according to where our consciousness is at, then people reciprocate. And if we're in Krishna consciousness, people reciprocate in a Krishna conscious way. And if we're in material consciousness, then people kindly encourage us to get out of that consciousness by reciprocating in a very materialistic way. Therefore, one should realize that everyone is like that. That because people don't have the proper example, they don't know how to act, they don't know what to do to actually become enlightened and enlivened in the material world. Therefore, they remain in the same ignorant conception, bouncing off each other's material consciousness, creating misery to each other on the basis of their own material misconceptions. Therefore, if we really want to help others, we have to realize how enlivened Krishna and his devotees are, and then distribute this Krishna consciousness in a confident, enlivened, patient way. That's what we actually have to offer. Bliss, knowledge, and eternity. We're not offering a better way of making a living, a better way of getting all one's material desires fulfilled. We're simply offering bliss, knowledge, and eternality, the very essence of existence that everyone's searching for. And if we can learn how to get a little of this ourselves, especially through the preaching, then people will become attracted and the movement will expand. And others will take up that process and try to distribute that bliss, knowledge, and eternality to others. So, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? It's nice. We should try it out. 5 minutes a day, try out how not to be morose. How not to speculate and talk ourselves into anxiety. In other words, 5 minutes a day, how to be enlivened, how to try to be enlivened, how to be confident that actually there is a Krishna, there is a spiritual world, there is a spiritual destination. It's not all a make-believe. There's a reality, and we can actually enter into it simply by our desiring to do so. Okay, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Gradharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.